Does poverty really cause crime?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
A study by the U.S. Government Accountability Office, GAO, shows that the lack of jobs, health care, and education can contribute to antisocial behavior. While the vast majority of poor people never engage in criminal activities, hopeless youth often do. James wrote his letter to people who were largely poor. Rich landowners were ripping them off, taking their homes and refusing to pay them fair wages. Under conditions like these, people often turn on each other to relieve their frustration. James tells God's people how to act under such trying conditions. In chapter 3, he writes, "If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you'll find disorder and evil of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness." Now later, James harshly criticizes those who oppress the poor. But here, he counsels believers under stress to love one another and to treat each other with kindness.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com